Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that, true!
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Is it gonna go from here?
Well, sure.
That's what absolutely. I think. We are losing now. The plot. America's losing the plot. Absolutely. This is, well, it's lost. It's lost. Yeah, it's gone.
But
I'm here for it. 100%. He made $100,000 off his merch.
I saw.
He made $100,000.
Make America Gavin again. Mm-hmm. I said, all right.
Did I send you the thing that they said to Bed Bath & Beyond?
Oh, yeah. He's getting out of hand. Somebody has to reel him in. I feel like he's
good luck on opening your second store.
He's having a good time is the problem. I feel like he's like, Monday morning meeting. What are we going to post today?
I cannot. Netflix, I need you to be on your Zoom. I need you guys to know who the players are right now. So in a few years, we can get a documentary. Like, yeah. I need to know who was in the room where it happened. Okay. Who's in charge of creating the tweet? Whose idea was it to say, you know what we should do?
Somebody outed her. That was really funny. Somebody was, they were trying, we are going to give the person actually writing these tweets their flowers. It's like a Latin lady. And they like put her name out there. Like she's the one actually writing the tweets. And somebody was like, oh, honey, you don't know the point of a social media manager. Like you don't, the point is she runs this account and it's supposed to come from that.
Yeah.
Nobody is like not giving her her credit. Right. This is her job. This is how this works. It's not about not giving her her credit. And I was like, why would you ruin? And somebody else was like, what if she didn't want
that? That's where I was going. I don't she put my name out there talking about you want to give me my flowers. I prefer to be anonymous.
Especially on a platform like that anonymous. Where you're going against Trump. Yes. You probably don't want you have enough haters. To know your
yeah,
name.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
and
not.
They're like, give her her flowers. People are like, don't. Not in this setting.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
shouldn't.
Y'all, that's, no. Yeah. I don't want to be out there and don't give me no flowers in public. We're talking about Gavin Newsom and the political climate of today. Mm-hmm. And if you're not following the Gavin Newsom, he has a couple different accounts. But if you're not following any verified Gavin Newsom account, you are missing out on grade A troll comedy. The troll merch, yes. He said he sold $100,000 worth of merchandise.
Okay.
Oh, Gavin has
a lot of time.
That's okay. Fine. This man has time. I listened to, if you're interested in him, he has a podcast episode that he did on Diary of a CEO, Diary of an Entrepreneur, Diary of, Courtney, can you open the door for Christine? They're going to do some measurements over there.
Oh, they're going to do some?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I was going to say something anyway. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I was going to my podcast. I think it's Diary of a CEO. What is the name of this? It is called Diary of a CEO. He has a interview on there, and I actually found it quite interesting because this man was married, divorced.
He's
I think
giving
he,
fits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait for it though, because that's what it's coming real quick today.
Well, visually he gives that.
But no. He absolutely well. Gives fits. Apparently, people from LA have been calling him, or California have been calling him fits and scandal. We're transplants still here, so we don't know the lore of this man. So he was married, got divorced. I'm assuming he cheated on his first wife, but don't quote me on that. But during his divorce, had an affair with his best friend's wife.
Was her name Olivia Pope?
Exactly. And it like came out publicly, but the crazy part is he's still friends with the friend. I don't know if the friend and the girl are still married, but like they're still, like it came out public. He was talking about it and everything. I said, oh.
Does Shonda know him? When did his story take place?
I don't know.
When was scandal released?
Someone said it's giving Jake and Fitz. All I'm saying is maybe because she's in L.A., so who knows? Shonda, maybe that is who she got the inspo for. I
know it's based on that lady. There is a real life Olivia Pope.
Yeah, yeah,
but it
yeah.
It feels like sometimes you take creative liberties and you mix and match different people
right.
and different stories that you know to make your own. And it sounds like maybe there was some inspiration taken.
Yeah, it is very well possible. It is very well possible. So anyway, I was going to say there was another story I listened to. Did you watch the Biggest Loser documentary?
I did watch it the other day. Well, there was a lot more outrage. I was ready to be outraged. I missed the point.
You know what? You know why? I'm going to tell you why I think I also felt the same way as you.
Okay.
Because there was nothing I watched that I was surprised by.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
It was like all assumed, which is terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily saying that's a good thing. But everything was like, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
I wanted
absolutely,
scandal,
of course.
Trash. I wanted like... And then she held him down in the back and forced a diet pill down his throat. And it was like, the doctor was like, I told them, don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Someone said no big revelations. I agree. There was nothing about it that was like, it was like.
The internet was talking about it as if it was so bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, seeing it was sad, yeah. but there was nothing shocking. It was very on par for the course. Yeah, like, okay. It was very. I didn't have to watch it to assume that's what happened.
I also never watched The Biggest Loser. So I may be missing, because if you were probably like a devout watcher and like really into it, that probably is more heartbreaking than somebody who just knew that a show called The Biggest Loser existed. People went on there and at the end they lost weight, ideally. The craziest thing to me was to see that guy who won that season, and he's big now. And like, really,
but also,
big. I was like, oh,
I thought this that was part for the course too, because how many people win the lottery and then be broke? I felt like it was, you know, it was all that makes sense. It's a mind change. But this is the other thing Kevin and I have been talking about. Let's start this episode. Hello, welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Mayo.
We're real life sisters. We're on this podcast every single week to talk about what the heck we want to talk about. We want to thank our sponsors.
We absolutely do. And we have a few of them today. We have Cure Hydration, Cozy Earth, BetterHelp, and Earnin.
Earnin. You'll hear more about them later on in the episode. But while we're here, we're going to continue that thought. Kevin and I have been talking about Serena Williams being the ambassador for that GLP-1 company.
Okay.
I forget the name of it. And so we were talking about what we, like, our thoughts on it, huh?
GLP-1s were a medicine my body needed.
Ozempic.
It's Ozempic?
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know the name of the company. Roe. Yeah. Thank you.
I didn't know.
I don't know if it's Roe or RO. But
it says RO. Okay. Well, I mean, it's spelled RO. Yeah. I'm not saying it's.
Thank you. So Kevin and I were talking about it, and this is honestly. Because I guess there's like a lot of outrage behind it. I am clearly on the right side of the internet because I really don't think it's that big of a deal. Partly because.
Okay.
Oh, you do.
I'm a little surprised, but keep going.
Oh, I'm going to tell you.
I may be misinformed.
Well, I didn't go into the details of it. I just mean, as far as the conversation,
the first
Kevin
time
and
I'm
I.
Hearing about this.
So. Okay. Well, as far as the conversation that Kevin and I were having, and I was saying, number one, there's a couple things, and. I recognize that I am thin.
Yes.
And I've been thin my whole life. So I don't have, which honestly is partly why I think I feel this way. The way that my body does not trigger me that I am hungry, which I actually just realized has some medical things to do with that. But regardless, I do realize that for some people, they call it like hunger noise and all of these things that you, so many things I have to say, you need something to help with that. There are some people that need something to help with that. And diet and exercise isn't going to stop that chatter that they have in their head. That's number one. You couple that. I don't know what her issue is, but I'm saying for the average person that may be interested but don't really want to, or maybe they're afraid of the criticism or whatever. Number two, after you have children, they be changing.
Yeah.
It changes.
Yeah.
And again, I recognize that I am a small woman, but everyone doesn't have my genetics.
Yeah.
Everyone doesn't have my DNA. And again, my doctor just told me, well, we're going to do another test in 3 months, but I might have hyperthyroidism. So low key, I can't gain weight because my body doesn't allow me to gain weight. It's a different issue, but like, that's just the way my body is set up.
Yeah.
So I also understand that after you have children, some women's bodies just doesn't bounce back.
100%.
It just doesn't.
Very different.
Number three, if you are of a certain age,
yes,
and you go through perimenopause, that belly fat is stubborn and it comes out of no. I got on the scale the other day. I have gained 10 pounds and I've been telling, again, I'm small. I recognize this is not a complaint that I'm saying because I recognize where I started from. And in gaining 10 pounds, Melissa, shut up. I understand that. But the fact that I even gained 10 pounds is abnormal for me.
You,
So I can't even imagine
if
you started at a weight that you wanted to lose and then you enter perimenopause and now you're putting on this weight and you're like, what the heck is happening?
Yeah.
I don't understand where this came from. And then you mean to tell me it's stubborn and don't want to come off no matter what I do? Serena Williams has access to the greatest 100%. Dietitians, nutritionists, and trainers in the literal world.
Yeah.
No exaggeration. The literal world. And she said, I've been doing my very best.
And still.
And this weight ain't, it's yeah, not yeah. coming off. DNA, perimenopause, and she's had children. Girl, take that shot and do what you have to do. That's personally how I feel. Because after you've done all you can.
Amen.
Sometimes standing is not enough. Take that shot and shut up talking to me. Yeah. I'm so sorry. And I just think women's body, I mean, men too, but specifically I'm a woman, so I'm shocked from that perspective. We are, the first thing that women are attacked for is our looks. Yes. Men are often first attacked for their money and their masculinity. Women are often attacked motherhood and their looks.
Yeah.
Whether you can or cannot have children and whether you look good or don't. And so, girl, do what you got to do.
She says she's happy and she feels good.
And I love it for her. Well, if you are happy and you feel good, girl, yes.
I agree fully, wholeheartedly. My surprise has more to do with the fact that she was unhappy or felt a way about her body. That was my surprise. Is like, oh, that's so interesting, because I think her body is insane. Like, that's what she is known for. Mm-hmm. So the idea that she was unhappy with it and has gotten to the point where she was struggling to, you know, mm-hmm. adjust it in some kind of way, it was not working, and now she's decided to, that is more of my surprise. But listen, that woman was playing tennis immediately after she had kids, during her having kids. I mean, girl, you could do what you want. It just literally, the surprise is like, oh, wow, she was unhappy with the way she looked and was struggling.
Does. Yeah.
And now she feels better about it.
Good for you.
Fascinating. It makes me actually feel better because, listen, I struggle with how I look too, girl. This makes you relatable.
Yes.
But anyway.
I think that there's just a lot to the use or non-use of you know, GLP-1s that I think is unnecessary. And this is the last thing I'm going to say about it. I'm going to get off this little, like, soapbox that I'm on. Some people's actual literal life is on the line.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, if you've done everything you can and they're talking about you have diabetes or high blood pressure or whatever the case may be, and you are, like, earnestly trying, like, your literal actual life is on the line. Do what you have to do to be here for your children, to be here for your family, to be here for you. Like, do what you have to do. So, you know, do what you have to do. So that's just me personally. And there's so many things. Literally, I told you guys that I went to the doctor, and the first doctor I went to, I told y'all I didn't like her, and that's why mm-hmm. she had to go, because mm-hmm. she said all my labs were normal and came back. Mind you can't even, perimenopause is not something that charts, basically. Regardless, she missed all the other stuff. I went to this new one, girl, iron deficiency, on the verge of anemia, which I didn't even know you could have one without the other. I thought they were one and the same. Apparently, no. Mm. Okay. One of the little something is supposed to be at 30 or 50. I can't remember which number it is. Regardless, mine is at 15.
Mm-hmm. Not where it's supposed to be.
It's not where, even if it was 30, mine is at 15. That's not good. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay. So iron deficiency, on the verge of anemia. I have possibility of hyperthyroidism. And the last one was, what was the last one?
Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this. This is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in five jewel-worthy flavors. Even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Olipet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing. Healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen. All right? Just open your ears. Open your eyes. You will give your dog this Olipet, and all of a sudden, you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is, like, prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, Ollie.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I can't remember the last one. Anyway, I started the little, this is why I'm tired all the time, even though hyperthyroidism is not the tired, but the low iron makes sense. That clocks. This is why I'm always tired. This is why I can't gain weight. Like, this is why my hormones are all over the place. Like, everything is every, and I'm in the perimenopause it all. Like, girl, give me this medicine, which was a shot. I mean, not a shot, a little patch that I just started yesterday. I'm going to see how it does. I'm going to give myself a month. I'll come back and tell y'all how I feel about it. Yesterday I had energy. Today I do not. And I started taking a prenatal pill to try to balance everything else out, because my hormones are all over the place. But she was like, yeah, you probably do have. She was like, we want to make sure this isn't a fluke, so we'll check it again in about 3 months. But everything you're saying makes sense. And perimenopause probably tripped this because your hormones were out of whack. And so it caused this to kind of like flare up.
Yeah.
And so here I am struggling. Give me this medication and shut up talking to me. Hilarious. Give me this HRP. What is it? A hormone replacement, HRT. Girl, and shut up talking to me. So anyway. Oh, yes. Thank you for saying that. Someone said, be careful with prenatal. I'm going to let you talk. Last thing I want to say, I was just telling Courtney this. You do have to be careful with prenatal pills, because prenatal pills are often more than your normal, what you would need on an everyday basis, right? It's above that allowance. But you need them during when you're pregnant, because it's you and the baby, know? And so the baby's sucking everything for you, so you got to put that back in you. The problem is, girl, I am so deficient that I need the prenatal for me of yesterday and me of today.
Hilarious.
I need it to, like, I'm so deficient that I need it to bring things level before I can even think about, doing the other things. So all of that to say, go get your hormone levels checked outside of the perimenopause thing. But regardless, find yourself a doctor that is, right, I got to play catch up, baby. Okay, I'm behind. That will listen to you, because literally she has been really, really amazing. I was like so excited to talk to her after I did my labs. I was like, I'm so happy to talk to you. Like, what are we going to do? I Googled everything. Like, tell me what it is.
Googled it all.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's what I've been doing with my life. How is your long story short?
Well,
I have another one, long story short, but keep going. You could go.
I wanted to get into this ad because we are talking just about like your body. And while you absolutely should be consulting with your doctor about the things that you need, getting tested and all of that, what I would love to tell you about is Cure, which is a sponsor of this podcast episode. So a lot of times taking care of your body, right, the ways that you can do it at home, what is helpful is when it's convenient, okay? And so hydration is something that is really important. And Cure is one of the ways that you can do that. So Cure is one of the cleanest ways to hydrate. It's made with clean ingredients and has zero added sugar. It gives you pure hydration without any of the junk. And it also has really good flavors. And so one of the things that's always important, right? I just said convenience is important, but taste is also important because a lot of healthy things don't taste good. And a lot of ways to take care of your body, like keeping it hydrated, also don't taste good. And Cure has a lot of flavors that you can choose from. They have things like berry pomegranate, strawberry kiwi, lemonade, watermelon, tropical punch, blood orange, and lime. I sometimes feel like I want a little something sweet, and so the strawberry kiwi is really good for me. But also some days I just want to feel like, okay, I've hydrated and I don't have all the extras, and so like the lemonade is very good because it's more of like a simple taste, but you also are still getting your hydration. And it's a little package, you can just pour it in and hydrate up. It's a perfect way to start your day. So whether you need a morning boost, electrolytes for your workout, or something to keep you going during the day, Cure can fit right into your day. Very, like I said, very convenient, easy, and something you can just kind of implement consistently. So it's an oral rehydration solution. It follows the formula developed by The WHO, which was proven to hydrate as effectively as an IV drip. Cure is an oral rehydration solution that follows the formula developed by The WHO, which was proven to hydrate as effectively as an IV drip. Hydration goes beyond just drinking water. It's about replenishing the electrolytes we lose through sweat, sleep, alcohol, and daily activities. Water alone isn't enough to do the job. That's why you need to try Cure, the electrolyte drink mix that tastes as amazing as it makes you feel. So for Gin and Juice listeners, Cure is offering 20% off of your first order. Stay hydrated and feel your best by visiting curehydration.com/GJ.
GJ.
And using promo code GJ at checkout. That's curehydration.com/GJ and use code GJ for 20% off of your first order. So go support, go order, and then come back and tell us about it. Okay. My long story short, I only have one really, and that was McKinley. We ended up, her birthday was last week, and we did a couple things, but we had the idea to invite some of her friends from her first school. Since we just moved, she's at a new school. And so at the previous school, I reached out to a couple people to ask them if they could come over on Saturday, very last minute, to celebrate with her. And it was a surprise. We didn't tell her going up to it just in case those people couldn't make it. I didn't want to break her heart. But it eventually worked out. It was a little chaotic leading up to it. I ordered some stuff on Amazon and I had the idea to just make it like a crafts kind of party, like a paint, but like very crafty kind of party. So I ordered some, you know, the little paint and sip, the little canvases and the paintbrushes. We did that with the aprons. I got that. I got like a book of origami and like a bunch of paper so you could like build that. I got some puzzles. I got some, it was a bunch of just random, you can make a bookmark, a bunch of just crafty kind of things. And some of the girls were able to attend. I only invited some of the girls. But anyway, They ended up coming. It was really, really cute. What I will say, though, is I ordered a bunch of stuff, like I just said, off Amazon, and it was supposed to come Saturday by 8 a.m. That's the time slot that I selected because that was the time slot that they offered. There were options for it to come later. I selected the earliest one because I needed it the earliest time because the party was Saturday at 2, so I needed it the 8 o'clock. So I wake up and it was supposed to arrive between like 4 a.m. and 8 a.m. And actually, we got a call at 6 a.m. because I ordered a few things. And so I was like, oh, 6 a.m. is probably them delivering. I go down and it was a neck pillow that I ordered. It was not the arts and crafts supplies. So then the day is going on. It's after 8 now. And I'm like, well, how come it's not here? So I keep checking, and then it all of a sudden gets updated to say that my order is coming Sunday by 8 p.m. And I was like, well, the party is Saturday at 2.
That's too late.
That would be too late. And what the heck is the point in selecting this time slot in which I want something delivered if you're not going to deliver it? So as I'm leaving, because now I'm like, well, I guess I'll go to Michael's and figure out what I can do. So I am leaving my house, and there's an Amazon truck outside. And so I was like, hey, this thing is telling me that it's not far. There's a warehouse. How can I call them and tell them that I'll come pick it up? I don't even need you to come back. I'll go get it. And he was like, you can Google the warehouse and call them. So I was like, oh, okay. You can't Google the Amazon warehouse distribution. They won't give you the phone number.
I was about to say.
You can't Google the distribution warehouse number. Mm-mm. You Google it and it's like, here's pictures of the location, and here's a bunch of reviews from people who work there, but there's no like phone. You can't call.
Yeah.
So I was very upset. So I went to Michael's and spent a bunch of money to get a bunch of art supplies for this party. And then around 1:30, the Amazon box delivered. I was so pissed.
That's because they knew you were looking for
everything
them.
Everything came. I was so mad. So now I've spent Michael's money plus the I was so.
But you can return the Amazon stuff.
Yeah, well, I ended up using a mix of stuff from both.
Oh.
Because I was like, some of this stuff from the Amazon is great. The painting stuff was cheaper in in Amazon. But Michael's had, I got the puzzle from them and a few other things. So I ended up mixing and matching. But then yesterday, actually, I need to do the Amazon box today. Yesterday, I spent all my time returning stuff. Anyway, the whole point is it was really, really cute. McKinley had a great time. She was very surprised that all these people came to celebrate her. She was very, very happy. So that was my long story short.
Oh, McKinley is 9.
She is 9. She is absolutely 9.
She grew up on the internet.
Yes.
That's crazy. Cool. Oh, yeah. Tiffany said, you know, listen to the return queen. I did a return this morning. I sent Courtney a bunch of return labels yesterday. Like, if I don't need it, it is going back.
I need to
immediately. I do not care. Our friend Keita was here. She said, Melissa, you don't be returning stuff. Oh, baby, it's been a long time since you've known me then. Because, baby, one thing about me, I just wanted to feel this. It's really nice. Return.
Return.
I mean, I don't literally do that, but like, for real, I will change my mind quick. Hilarious. Oh, I don't think I like this. Oh, this material is shinier than I thought. Return. Girl, I'm not keeping it if I don't want it. I will return it. The last thing I was going to say is Isaiah started his sophomore year of college today.
Aww.
Joe started his senior year last year. Kev cried. I held it together. Isaiah started today. I cried. Kev held it together. We are, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They're just
sophomore.
He's a sophomore. He's starting. I made his favorite breakfast this morning. I just cannot believe.
That sophomore in college is crazy.
Both, right?
Yeah.
It's the combination of both.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know. And he just pulled off and had his little stuff together. And kids these days are wearing these like little micro backpacks with like, I don't know, what is the go Power Rangers?
Oh.
Actually, I don't think it's Power Rangers, but it's like, I'm a millennial, so it's Power Rangers. And I'm just like, why are you doing this?
You remember we used to do crazy dumb stuff.
No, I remember JanSport backpacks was all I wanted.
But I mean, our little like fads and stuff.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But the backpack thing, I just find it so strange and odd. But it's very millennial mom of me to be like, back in my day.
That's hilarious.
Because I JanSport backpacks have always been very expensive. Yeah, yeah. So we never had one as kids. No. So for my kids, I've always been like, let me get you just yeah. like, let me redeem the little kid in 100%. Me, the teenager in me that really wanted one. And they hate JanSport backpacks.
Oh, really?
Cannot stand them. Oh, and nice. I hate how much they don't like them. Because I'm like, I can afford it now. Let me buy you this backpack. And they're like, absolutely not. I'd rather get this Amazon $30 one that's like reflective. It literally looks like the backpack I would have bought Isaiah when he was in kindergarten. Like it's reflective and with this like animation character. Yeah, yeah. And I'm just like, why are you guys doing this when JanSport is right there?
It's nice. It's all clean and I like how they look, the colors with the little brown JanSport.
It's so iconic. They don't care.
Well,
these kids don't care. And then. I'm about to right now. So every other Monday, once a month on Monday, I don't know the schedule. Kev handles it. There's a guy that comes to the house and he cleans the cars for us. Love him. He does a great job. He normally puts my key, it's a fob key, inside of the car on the like little dash thing. Mm-hmm. Today he left it inside of the windshield part.
Oh.
In between the windshield and the car. You see where this is going, Leah? In
between the windshield and the car.
Oh, like so that little gap?
Yeah.
He put my key and Kev keys in there. And on the way here on the freeway, mine flew out. So Courtney and I are in the car. It's on Courtney's side, the passenger side. And all of a sudden we see something like shh, and flies. And so Courtney's like, oh my God, what is that? And I'm like, I don't want to. That was my key. Like, you know, when something just hits you when you're initially, you're just kind of like, oh, my God, oh, wow, that was my key. Kev's key is already missing to my car. So now my key is now missing to my car. Thankfully, my car has an electric key that I have on my phone so I can still drive. But both of the fob keys
are now missing. Gone.
The problem is fob keys are so
expensive. They are so much money.
And I need two of them. I don't need, are they going to have to like rekey my car because we don't even have, oh no, it's all electric. No, but the key, because the key.
Because you have a key in the fob is usually an actual key in case you ever need an actual key. Your car electric. I can't believe that. It flew out?
It flew out, girl. I mean, and this is why it pissed me off. We were so close to here. We were still on the freeway, but we were like one exit away. From this exit. I said, this is so dramatic.
It is very.
Like, it's so dramatic for you to fly out crazy. And literally I was about to get off the freeway. This is so unnecessary.
That's crazy. That's very dramatic.
It was so dramatic.
I did not know where that story was going.
Yes.
I was like, oh, it was, I don't, is it going to go under the seat? And like, it sucks to look for your car. I mean, your keys under the seat.
I was on the freeway.
It flew out the window on the freeway?
Out of the thing.
It looked like something hit the car.
Yes.
You need to make the, don't let the car wash guy come back. Blame him.
I was so
hey, sir, please don't put the key
I literally, I called Kevin and was like, please ask him, leave my key inside of my car. Because Courtney was like, well, how did you start the car? Number one, I just realized it was on there the whole time, so it would have started. Because, you know, you usually just have to be within a vicinity. But also, because I have it on my phone, it would start anyway.
Yeah.
Boo. So now I need to spend all the rest of my little dollars that I saved for Christmas on getting a new
That's
little fob.
That's so funny.
Because they're so expensive. That's fobs so are so expensive. Like, I'm so not happy. I literally was on BMW this morning trying to schedule an appointment.
That's the worst.
And please take me back to my Honda. Okay. Actually, Honda ones were expensive too. I'm not even going to lie. Fobs, period, are expensive. It doesn't really matter.
Jesus.
So, anyway.
Before we get into what's next, let me tell you about the next sponsor of this podcast, and that is Cozy Earth. And let me say, cozy is an appropriate name for this brand because they have some sheets that I recently got. And child, these are the softest, most amazing sheets I have ever had. I'm not even lying to you. I love them. I am so happy. And here's the other thing. You know, sometimes you get sheets and then you wash them and like, it's not the same ever again. These still are amazing. I think I love them even more after the first wash. These are, they're so soft. And I don't even know how to, they're amazing. They're absolutely my favorite. I also have previously ordered from Cozy Earth. I used to get their like lounge stuff. And I loved it because it was so soft when I was really trying to get like appropriate looking loungewear. This is where I ordered. And it's like they have taken the philosophy and thinking behind clothing and applied it to sheets, which what's better? You sleep on these things. Absolutely apply it to sheets. So anyway, they're absolutely my favorite. You can get a 100-night sleep trial. So if you try them out and you don't love them, you can return them hassle-free. You can return them hassle-free, but you're not going to want to. You also have a 10-year warranty if you order. So because once you feel this level of comfort, you'll want it to last a decade. So head to CozyEarth.com and use our code GJ.
GJ.
For up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com, code GJ. And if you get a post-purchase survey, make sure to let them know that you heard about Cozy Earth right here from me on this podcast. Because your bed should be more than a place to sleep. It should be your happy place. And Cozy Earth makes that possible. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Thank you. To finish off, we just want to let you guys know about BetterHelp. I don't know if you guys know, but today is Monday, August 25th, and the reunion.
Oh my God.
For Love Island comes on. And at the end of this, I am sure someone's going to need to talk to somebody.
Amen.
All right. And in the event that you too need to talk to somebody, because all the tea and everything that's going to be dropped, you just want to get it out with somebody, talk it through. You see yourself reflected in Huda maybe. And you're like, you know what? I don't want to be that volatile. I don't want to just go off on people like the, I would like to talk to somebody. That's why you hire a therapist. And BetterHelp is amazing because it does all of the hard work for you. It'll pair you with the therapist based on what you are looking to focus on. And if you happen to get hooked up with a therapist that you do not like, guess what? They will break up with that therapist for you on your behalf, so you don't have that awkward, it's not you, it's me, even though actually it really is you, moment. They will do all of that for you. And it's really convenient. And so if you're not at home all the time, you can do it on the go. Make sure you are hands-free. But you can do it on the go. You can do it in your car. You don't have to sit, drive to someone's office space, mm-hmm. and lay out on their couch. Like, you can do it, and it's very easy and convenient for you, and it'll work around your schedule.
Yes. And with as the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. So talk it out with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off of their first month at BetterHelp.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ.
Last thing I want to say is Churchy.
Yes.
Premiered this week on BET+.
BET.
Please make sure that you run up those numbers. I actually tried to watch it last night, but Spectrum was having an outage, and so I couldn't get the app. I know. So I will be trying that again, so that way I can watch as well. And so it's so hilarious, and there's just so many familiar faces that you guys are all going to recognize. So please make sure that you check that out. Also, The Hospital will be dropping as well in September. I don't remember when, though.
Soon and very soon.
Yeah, soon and very soon. We're going to see The King. And that is quite literally laugh out loud funny as well. So please make sure that you, and that will be a linear, so you do not need the BET Plus app for The Hospital. You can watch it on TV. It will be on the actual television. Is it September 10th? Thank you, Christy, because I don't remember the date. I'm not going to lie to you. Please make sure that you are staying tuned for that. And I think that's it.
Cool.
Anything else?
September 10th.
Okay.
No, that is all we can get into. Oh, we're going to do Pop the Trunks. Sorry, let me just say this because I need to express it. I don't know why the producers thought having the Love Island reunion this late was a good idea. I think we've said that many times, but I just want them to know that this is so stupid. I only halfway care. Like, I'm going to watch, obviously, because I put a bunch of, like, upfront investment in. But honestly, this was so stupid, and I could even watch it late. Like, I don't, if I miss it tonight, oh, well, I'll watch it tomorrow. The urgency, the, like, intensity has died down, and this was so stupid.
Yeah,
so, so stupid. Why would you not capitalize on the pandemonium that happened after this show? There was so much chaos. And you guys, it's like a month later?
No, legit, it's like a month later.
This is so stupid.
We all have social media.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we could like see. And this is the other thing about it, and this is why they should have done it, or maybe even like an one immediately after, and then maybe one a little bit later would have been better.
Yes.
Because this is the other thing that just happened yesterday. Brian and,
oh, and Amaya
stopped following each other. Iris and Pepe stopped following each other. So people are like, did what y'all break up?
Did something happen after?
Did something happen? What's going on? The reunion isn't even going to capture that. So it's kind of like, again, maybe two parts, like one immediately after your reactions, yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, kind of one later on. But I'm not going to be able to watch. I have to take Joe to soccer tonight, so I'm not going to watch it in real time either. But I will be watching it because, like you said, we did put a lot of time and effort and energy into it. The other thing that I think is so funny is, let's assume, all right, for the sake of conversation, that Brian and Amaya broke up. Everyone already thought their relationship was fake, but let's assume they broke up. Iris and Pepe broke up, which makes me sad because from what I saw, allegedly, he cheated.
Oh.
That's what I saw. And I said, well, Pepe, I was rooting for you. Amen. One thing about it, it'd be hard to root for a man, don't it?
Don't it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They make it so difficult because, boy, I tell you, I really thought I liked Pepe.
Well, we got to see if he really cheated.
Well, we going to see. We'll see. Anyway, them they broke up. Y'all wanted so bad Hoda and what's his name?
Oh.
Chris.
Is his name Chris?
Yes, Hoda and Chris to be a couple. They broke up on the day of the last day of the situation. Y'all hate black women so bad.
Who hate them?
Not y'all.
Oh.
The world.
Okay.
The world. That instead of voting for Shelly and Ace.
Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this. This is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to head to ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Or Landria and Nick, y'all favorite person is Huda, who left with nobody. Y'all other favorite person is Amaya, who, I want to be clear, is a crash out. Y'all just, she's just funny.
She needs better help.
She's just funny. Amaya's a crash out. I don't want to hurt y'all feelings. I don't want to hurt your feelings. Amaya's a crash out. She's just funny. Y'all so bad wanted her to win. And the obvious winner was right there, because Shelly got on that. She did some interview. And the question was, what do you love about black men? Did you see this?
Uh-uh.
The interviewer said, what do you love about black men? She said, I do love black men. But let me tell you about my black man. Let me tell you what I love about my black man.
That's cute.
I love them. Always loved them. Have loved them from the beginning. Loved them down. And y'all was liking Huda and Amaya.
Well,
Huda and Amaya.
I just, most times people, the second place winners, runner ups, right, of these shows, they come out to be the most successful. Wasn't Jennifer Hudson a second?
She
didn't win American Idol her season. And who was her first? Who was the winner? Nobody knows. Nobody cares.
Who won? That's because they was hating.
I'm just saying.
Okay, that's better. That Ruben Studdard should not have lost to Clay Aiken.
Erase that. Crazy. Editor, take that part out.
Take that part out. That wasn't good.
Let's go to Ruben Studdard, Sorry for 2004.
Because we are sorry for 2004.
Dude, I love that song.
Me too.
Wait, Ruben actually won?
No.
They're saying Ruben won that season.
No, I thought Clay won.
They said they were not
going to
have a big man win that show.
Wait. Yes, as the winner of the second season of American Idol.
This is an uninformed podcast. We don't know what we're talking about.
The point is, you fooled me once.
Shame on me.
Shit. You twice.
You fooled me. You can't fool me.
You can't fool me again.
Now watch me hit this.
Now watch me hit. Now watch me hit this.
George Bush doesn't care about black people. Just pivot completely. George Bush and Trump don't care about black people. That's the point here.
That's fantastic. Because Ruben won. We was having a... Black folks, we was up on that American Idol. We was up.
Loud and wrong.
We were up.
This started with Jennifer Hudson, if that's what she really won. And then Clay Aiken.
Okay. Justin Guarini, he's a black man that lost.
He should have lost.
First season.
Courtney said, wait, we got to go to Justin Guarini. No, Justin lost.
Didn't Kelly Clarkson win that season?
Yes.
And
she deserved
it. No, Justin should have lost.
Wait, Kelly Clarkson should have been the
Kelly Clarkson
person.
Won. She's that amazing. Was correct.
I'm sorry.
Forget it. Never mind. Ooh, boy, that was hilarious.
Well. Shout out to Shelly and Ace.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Honestly, as long as you sound like you know what you're talking about, who cares? We could have got y'all.
I'm not going to lie. I forgot Ruben won.
Me too. Because I remember Simon Cowell saying we will not have any fit. Like,
why would Simon Cowell say that?
They didn't want a fat man.
To win the show?
Correct. They didn't want to put out this whole image of obesity being okay.
Ah, well, that's fat.
He should have been on Biggest Loser.
Well, while we're who are you talking about him? Because let me tell you who else is Jillian Michaels.
What'd she do?
Who gave her a microphone?
Did she
She's been on all the political commentary.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Talking about, first of all, only 2% of white people in America had slaves. So.
Is that her talking point?
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Is it 2%?
That's what she said.
2%. Therefore, it really wasn't that bad.
She said, stop blaming one race for slavery.
Where did she get some?
Stop blaming one race for slavery.
Can't just blame white people.
Yes, and guess what else? Who was the first people trying to abolish slavery? Huh? Who? The whites.
Are these her talk? Like, what she's saying out loud?
Yes.
Well,
she is like.
Well,
I don't understand who. Why is she public right now? That's the other thing I don't understand.
Because this documentary was coming out. She was trying to get ahead of it.
Because she's gay. That's why.
Oh. Is she gay?
Is she gay?
And so Donald Trump's like, cool.
Oh, look, she's, see? I'm not anti,
It's I'm friends with black people.
Oh, they said she's raising a black child.
Is she?
And she adopted black children. You know what? That's par for the course. It's really unfortunate for those children, but the most racist, they and don't even know it, will be the ones to adopt a black child to prove how non-racist they are.
And then they'd be not being taken care of in that house and be discriminated in the home. That's crazy.
That is crazy. I didn't know she was, I didn't know that. I did not know. Literally, she's just been everywhere. And I'm like, why? Who anointed her? The white person ambassador for, I don't understand.
Well, who in the talent team was like, you know who we should see what they're doing today?
Jillian Michaels.
That's so, there literally, was nobody else.
No one asked for
y'all. Didn't have a meeting about that? Anyway, okay, that's what I had. This started with me needing to get off my chest that Love Island.
They said every side has a token, and she is, she would be it.
All right.
Hey, y'all, I need to pop the trunk on myself because I am a 2025 bride who actually got married 19 years ago in a quasi-elopement. My family has been pissed about this for 19 years. I have been talking about doing a vow renewal since year 10, and every time I bring it up, they say, oh, do I get to come to this one? Do I get to come to this one? And I get it. They love me. I actually married a good guy the second time, but that's not the point. And they wanted to celebrate in our love, and they wanted to celebrate in my happiness and me being treated well. But we did a quasi-elopement. So now at year 19, because I couldn't wait until 20 and I'm grown and I can do what I want, I decided to do a vow renewal.
Oh.
July 26th, to be exact, next month. The month before July 26th is June. Yes, that's also the time when we celebrate dads. But I'm also a card-carrying member of the DDC. Yeah, that one. Because why he do that for? Why he do that for? But in June, the month before my wedding that my father cannot come to because I'm a card-carrying member of the DDC, I decide to watch nothing but first look videos between daddies and their daughters. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why you did that.
But I don't know why he did that. But I did that all day. And now I'm a mess. But actually, can I reverse this? Reverse. I'm actually popping the trunk on people who post mushy videos of them and their daughters before Father's Day. Because you're supposed to post it on Father's Day so that we have a heads up. This isn't my fault that I'm mush sad right now. It's your fault.
Can you call us back and tell us how the wedding went?
How did the vow renewal go? It's August, so we played this a little late. Tap back in. Let us know. But what she was getting at towards the end of that is very, have you ever, just a passing thought, right, of something random, just a passing thought, and instead of letting that thought pass, all of a sudden, you've now Googled it and just spiraled down.
Oh, what did you do?
Oh, I haven't in a while, but I was just saying that's what it sounded like she did. And I have done that when I feel like maybe I've told this story before. McKinley was probably 2 days old and it was 4 o'clock in the morning because usually that's what happens when you have a newborn. And I looked at her breathing and all of a sudden decide to go down the spiral of
SIDS.
Of SIDS.
Oh,
man. What a terrible idea.
Yeah, you got to get out of there.
And then I just stayed awake because now I'm just like, well, is her chest moving? Is she alive? Oh, so no. I just, you don't sleep because you've sent yourself down a spiral that was completely unnecessary. Yeah, it just sounds like that's what she did.
Yeah, this is terrible. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
But I also don't think you have a choice. I feel like once your mind is on to something, that's it.
Yeah.
It's hard to like get it back. Yeah, it's hard to get yourself out.
You have to
And if you're on TikTok, forget about it. It's like, oh, you want to be sad? Great. Let me help you.
There's a bunch of sad stories. Sometimes I... Okay, see, we're about to do it. I'm going to let them pass. Sometimes I seek out the parents. This is bad. Never mind.
I was about to say, you're about to do when I was like, you know, the last week when I told y'all I got sad thinking about my sisters are going to have to bury me one day. And I got sad thinking about y'all being sad. That's the same. Yes. Once your brain is there, you're just
that's
like.
That's true.
And what are they going to say?
Yeah.
And they better. And I hope.
It's the worst. Anyway.
Oh. We are so sorry for everyone in the DD. DDC, card membering gang.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all. I just wanted to pop the trunk on rude customer service workers. Because, girl, if you don't like your job, then get out the field. But specifically to the lady that just helped me at the pharmacy when I went through the drive-thru to pick up my prescription. And first of all, she already had attitude when I got there. And then you hand me back my bag with my prescription and you tell me that my card is in the bag and then only for me to pull off and my card is not in the bag. Oh. So now I have to drive back around, wait in line again for me to get my card back. And then I get up to the window and you don't even say, sorry, my bad, nothing. You hand me my card with an attitude and walk away. Girl, I hope you stub your toe.
Amen.
On every corner in your house. Because, girl, I don't know what happened before I got to you or whatever happened. Don't piss me off because I ain't had nothing to do with whatever kind of day you're having. You made the mistake. So why are you not apologizing? Mm-hmm. There was nothing. You literally looked, seen it was me, handed me my card out the window as you were turning away. Girl, go to hell. Anyway, bye.
I agree. I hope you stub your toe. I hope you smell the stench of burned popcorn all in your house.
That's the worst. Rude customer service people are the absolute worst. Especially when they're the people like you need. And it's like, so you're trying to be patient and go through, like, I'm really trying with you, ma'am. I really need you to pull it together. I didn't ruin your day. I'm sorry. This is your job. But like, please help me.
Please
help me. It is the absolute worst.
I usually try to, I will say something like, oh, seems like you're having a bad day to help like shake them and help them realize it's not my fault that you're having a bad day. So like, if you could pull it together while you're helping me, that would be great.
Yeah.
Because I don't like matching that energy because then I won't stop talking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, yeah, and then she did, and now I have attitude, and now we're having attitude with each other. Now I got to walk away and tell Kev, and then now my blood pressure rises. And now you done ruined my whole day because someone cussed you out.
Yes.
That's not my fault. Go take your 15. Breathe in, breathe out, and come back.
Like, please
just leave me alone. But someone said sometimes customers are on one. My other favorite thing to do is when customers are on one, when the worker is being nice, is to call out the customer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, nothing gives me greater satisfaction than to be like, she is trying. You should relax.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the same thing is true. It's not your fault. It's not her fault. You're having a bad day. So if your child is bad, go back to the car. Have a conversation with them and try it again.
Yes.
Go back home, flip your pillow over on the cool side and wake up again.
Amen.
Because it's not their fault. Everybody's going through something. Okay.
Yes.
Everybody's going through something. So like, everybody relax, which is why I try my hardest not to have attitude with people. I try my hardest not to have attitude with people because you just,
people be going through it. Should I be going through it? And if you're going through perimenopause, baby, I get it.
They also could be going through it because they need some money and they don't know about earning. And Earnin is a sponsor of this podcast. So let me tell you about them. Life doesn't happen biweekly, so why should payday? That's, I'm telling you, might be why some of these people got attitudes. The money you've earned should be in your hands, and with Earnin, it can be. And in those moments when money isn't moving as fast as your life is, Earnin can help give you the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that lets you access your pay as you earn it, up to $150 a day with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the Earnin app and add your info, then start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to help keep the app running for everyone. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So whether it's something like gas, bills, groceries, a special night out on the town, maybe you need to take someone to a dinner to celebrate, or maybe you want to get some tickets that might sell out before your next payday, Earnin can be a great solution for you. So download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. And when you download the Earnin app, type in Gin Juice Podcast under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help our show. Gin Juice Podcast under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. Available in select states. Term and restrictions apply. Visit earnin.com for full details. Download Earnin now and take control of your pay.
Anything you're watching on the television?
So I am still watching. I actually low-key need to pull it up because I am still watching the New York City, the Next Gen Kids.
Oh, you are.
I am still watching that. I'm kind of in. I kind of like it. It's just a fun, you know, the younger kid show. Have you been watching Love Island UK?
I haven't finished.
Not Love Island. Love is Blind.
Oh no. Mm-mm.
Love is Blind UK.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Let me pull up these people. I don't know these children's, these babies' names.
I watched maybe they were still in the pods. They never got out the pods.
Get out the pods.
I watched Chess Tuition.
Who?
I don't know this man's name.
Who?
But his chess is his tuition.
Oh, a spleen.
Oh, spleen. Spleen tuition.
Yes.
Jesus. Yeah.
Actually, isn't that the man that we hate?
Oh, y'all don't like him?
Hold on.
Seemed a little weird, but he was hate worthy. Oh, really? I thought he was a little...
Is this the right season? Who are these? I don't know these people. Oh, this is the wrong season.
No, that's Ollie. Yeah. I did finish that show with Ollie and AD, though.
Oh, did you? I couldn't. Okay, here we go.
Okay, go.
Oh, no. I keep talking. Oh. I just need to... this is the right cast. You finished the show with Ollie and AD.
Yeah, Chad.
You were like only halfway interested though, huh?
Yeah, I finished it and I was still like, boo.
Yes.
Boo.
Wait, who do I hate? Spleen guy? Who just was crazy? I'm trying to remember. It was Spleen guy? I need to see his face again.
He's a black guy and he had...
Yeah, but he was the one paired up with Katisha.
I don't think they were locks.
Yeah.
He was paired with Katisha.
Uh-huh.
That's him right there.
And what's his?
Who was paired with Katisha?
Katisha was
Javen. That's what I okay.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Who I hate. Javen.
Let me see him. Who is he? Okay. How do you spell Javen? J-A-V-A, like Javon?
Yeah.
Yes, or maybe it's Javon. Am I saying
I
it wrong?
Think it's Javen. They call him Javon.
Okay, so this is going to be a little bit of a spoiler if you not even a little bit. This is a spoiler if you haven't watched it, but it's worth the watch, okay? So there's a girl named Katisha and then the guy named Javen or whatever. And they do the first meetup after the pods, whatever. All the couples come together. And he is going around telling folks that they're like, how is it going? Are you excited? Are you happy about who you're paired with? And he's being very like, you know, I don't really know if I like. She's all in and she's very much like, I just know I love him. We're going to be married. My answer is yes. And he's like, your answer is yes already.
Yeah.
So he's telling everybody behind her back, like, I don't know if it's yes. And at this event, he is literally speaking to all the girls. And there was one particular girl who what it was like a triangle situation, you know, in the pods, how they always do that. She had a triangle with another guy.
Okay.
But Javen sees her and he's like, I like her.
Yeah.
He's talking to her the whole time. He's being very flirtatious, very inappropriate.
Okay.
Like, overly flirtatious. It's all like, oh, my shirt is sticky. Oh, sticky. Those kind of like, like overly, clearly expressing your interest.
Yeah.
So the next day, he's supposed to be meeting Katisha's family.
Okay.
But I think it was the next day, right? Everybody goes out after the event. All the singles. A lot of the singles go out.
Okay.
I think one particular couple, but the rest of them are singles. He goes out with them. Okay. Katisha's at home all sad because, like, you should be in the house. Tomorrow you're going to meet my family. That's a big deal. He goes out. Apparently, while he's out, the girl that he, the triangle girl that wasn't never his triangle, but just the, she is out as well. While they're at this bar, he goes in a photo booth, apparently, and closes the curtain.
Oh.
And is in her face and in other girls'
he's
faces.
He's they're having an argument.
He said, so, yes. What happens is one of Katisha's friends is there that night. And she's like, hey, girl, can I need to come talk to you. She pulls up to Katisha's house and she just spills the beans. Like, we were there last night. He went inside of the thing. It was not appropriate, in my opinion. I was surprised. He was not acting like he was engaged to you. So then Katisha confronts him and he's like, we were arguing. First of all, here's my question. What you got to argue with another woman for? That's not your girl.
What are y'all arguing about?
I'm the only person you have a right to argue with.
Right.
Not a girl. What y'all talking about? And why y'all had to go in a photo booth?
To argue.
To argue. He's like, well, we didn't want to do it in front of everybody.
Go outside. Then
they're like, you close the curtain. He's like, there was no curtain. They're like, you close the curtain. I'm like, production, where is the footage?
Seriously, but there's almost always a curtain if you're going into a photo booth.
Exactly.
There's usually a curtain.
Hello, it's going to affect the camera.
Yeah.
He's like, the photo booth was actually off. We weren't even in there. Katisha's like, well, were y'all taking a picture? What you need to take a picture for? And that's when we were arguing. It makes absolutely no sense. So she's pissed and he's trying to like explain himself. It's so stupid. She eventually packs her stuff and leaves because she's like, I've dated guys like this. I'm not dealing with this.
I know, that's right.
So she leaves the show.
She leaves the show. Like, she's done. I'm not doing this back and forth.
Like,
they changed their contract.
Absolutely, they changed their contracts. Because of them lawsuits.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What are you about to say?
I was just going to say, what's sad is the other guy that she was talking to, Demola?
Yeah, Demola or whatever.
He was like really nice. And yes. She was between the two yes. of them. Oh. She's like, should I go for what I always go for?
Right.
Someone new. I'm going to go for what I always go for.
Yes.
And Demola was like, hey, no hard feelings.
Yes.
I wish you the best.
This guy.
Wish you the best. Yes, that's him. Yeah. So she had the option. It's she goes sad. With him. Yeah. And this is what he does. Yeah. So after Katisha leaves, Javen, whatever, he calls up her friend that told and her dude.
Yeah.
He wants to confront them.
Boy.
So he tries to confront them and he's trying to like defend himself. But I kind of rocked with the couple because the dude was like, hey, bro, like, hey, we saw a photo booth. We saw you inside the photo booth. There was a curtain. And so anyway, it was just really stupid. And I've grown to hate him is my point.
Oh,
you should watch it.
Okay.
It's good.
I'll try to watch.
There is a couple who had, it's this guy. His name is Cal, and his girl is Cal. They have, their backgrounds are like, they're historical, the history
mm-hmm.
between their ethnicities is one of like war.
Oh.
Like Palestinian or
got
I just
it.
Can't remember and I didn't want to like say it incorrectly. Sarover, I think it's her name is mm-hmm. Sarover, that's the couple. Oh, mm-hmm. I just want to remember their backgrounds and I didn't want to say it incorrectly. Anyway, he had a lot of concerns.
Indian and Pakistani?
Yes, Indian and Pakistani. Yes. Pakistanian.
Mm-hmm.
She is Indian and he is from Pakistan. So he was like, when that comes out in the pods, like, have you ever dated someone like this? Is there going to be is your daddy going to be trying to not see about this? And she's like, I'm at the point in my life where I'm doing this for me and like it's all about me and blah, blah, blah. So they kind of, you know, date and get engaged. And on the episode, her mother meets him. It was her mother and her sister. They have the first meeting. And mama was not playing at first. She was coming across real hard. Like,
I was about
and
to say, did they go with
were low-key
it?
Trash. She was kind of like, why, what's different about my daughter? And he's like,
it was a bad answer.
She's nice.
Yeah.
she's
how old
cool.
is he? Actually, Love is Blind, he's usually older.
31.
Yeah, you're old enough to come up with a better answer.
It was so, his answers, I was nervous. But as time went on, he kind of warmed up and the answers got better. And the mom was like, I actually really like you. Like, you know, whatever. Good. So it worked out. But I was very, very
but
nervous.
But he also, like, she was like, have you ever dated, you know, someone like me? And he's like, no, I usually date white girls with blonde hair.
Yes. Yes, and she's an Indian girl. Like, she is dark hair, you know, like, not at all what he's used to. So I'm a little nervous. But they're both entrepreneurs. He, like, owns a gym, and her mom own, like, a medical company, medical equipment company, something like that. So anyway, I'm rooting for them, but I have some concerns. Because the other thing, too, while you can, like, feel like you want to, I love you so much, we can get through the history of our background. What that also could mean, the reality is that you guys may have different morals. You guys may have different beliefs. You guys may have different things that, like, come from that. And so even when you want it to work, you may not have reached a point in where there is such a serious, like, difference of opinions and belief systems that this could break. So...
Sometimes those problems, when you are two adults, it's usually a little bit easier to pretend like they don't exist because you can do your own thing, I can do my own thing. But when you bring children into the world, that's usually where those problems, like, they're inescapable.
Yeah.
That, like, we don't agree on this.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out how to raise this child. And that becomes usually
like a culture with the family. Yeah. So integrated.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. It's sometimes that can be really difficult if those, like, foundational things don't align.
The other couple that I'm not convinced of yet is Megan. She has the red hair. Mm-hmm. And then Kieran. I think he was the one in the triangle. He was the one in the triangle with the one that Javen now likes. But I don't know that he likes her that much. Oh.
I don't know either. He's like, I'm really excited that she's a redhead. Yeah. Like that. He can say stuff
it's like
that.
A fetish.
And I was like,
it's different than what he's used to, and he's gonna try to make himself like it. I don't know. I'm not convinced that they're going to work. But
see, I think it's the other couple, the one who's like, she's cabin crew or like a flight attendant.
Oh, yes. Yes. So there is a girl who is a flight attendant, and she's with a guy who was previously married, and one of the reasons why he almost broke it off with her is because he has previously dated flight attendants, and he's like, that's really hard to do. They're gone for four days out of the week, and I need you home. I'm trying to build. I want to see you. I want a relationship.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like, I'll adjust. And, like, I can, you know, she's trying to bend and, you know, fit to make it work because she's just, you can tell she wants to be married. Like, she's like, let's make this work. And once we have kids, I'll absolutely be having to change my schedule anyway. I can't be gone. And I'm just not convinced that it's going to work. Also, at the last minute, he was trying to be like, let's break it off. But she kind of was like, no, we can do it. So I'm not convinced that he is over that. I think it's going
to
continue.
He said that, like, to his family. I'll be cool on this show as long as there's no flight attendant.
Yeah. Oh. His name is Billy. Yeah, he's from Ireland. Northern Ireland. Yeah. You hear that accent all the time. Ashley is her name, and his name is Billy. So Ashley is a flight attendant. So anyway, I'm kind of into it. Here's my truth. I skip a lot of that those pods. Okay? I don't be watching that. I don't want to see y'all embarrass yourselves. I get really bad secondhand embarrassment. I can't. My heart can't take it. So I will watch half of the first episode or enough to feel like what's the triangle, because there's always going to be at least one
for sure.
Let me get enough of a triangle. I'll watch a little bit, because now they expanded the pods to like 2.5 episodes. They go forever. So I'll watch a little bit of the first episode, a little bit of the second episode, I'll see a couple proposals, then I just jump to the after the pod.
Hilarious. Well, maybe that's what I knew, because that's what I don't end up watching. I don't have, it'd be on, but I don't really be watching it.
It's too much. It's boring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'd be a lot going on. I'd be kind of checked out. But I always do that with a lot of shows, to be honest with you. I need to watch The Gilded Age.
Oh, a lot of people talked about that.
Everyone, you don't like it that much, Leah?
I watched the first season and then I kind of dropped off.
Dropped off?
Because it's a lot of the same.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever this most current season is, I don't know if it's two or three or I don't know. But it seems like it exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is talking about it. And so I keep saying that I'm going to sit down and watch it. I realize, though, I'm not really into period pieces for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. They can't. It takes a lot for me to kind of get into it. So I keep saying I'm going to watch it only because everyone keeps saying it's like really, really good. Mm-hmm. So I will attempt to do that. But I honestly have been so tired. We've been here, there, and everywhere that I have been so tired that I haven't mm-hmm. even really been watching TV for real.
The Houston show, I've been keeping up with that one
as
well.
Oh, I caught up yesterday. And this is my problem. This is my actual problem. I love Elena. I think she is. If you're in Houston, you have the opportunity to have her do your makeup. It will be the best makeup you have ever had done on your face in your entire life. Like, she is so amazing. So there's no world in which I will be talking anything bad about her because I think she's amazing.
Sure.
And if she has decided to stay with her husband, then I stand behind her decision 100%. To stay with her. I mean, I don't know them personally outside of the fact that she did my makeup. But if she love him and she want to stay with him, guess what? That's your business.
Absolutely. I don't feel no type of way about her being with him or not. My opinion is, on episode one, she was like, we ain't sleeping in the same bed. I said, girl, you either are really going through it and have been looking, waiting for the opportunity to talk about this. I don't see no other option.
But you know what it was giving to me? It was giving that somehow this came out in like production
and
they forced the other people to bring it up.
Forced, because I tell you what, every time somebody asks her how she doing, she be like, me and my husband don't sleep together. Every time.
I felt like the first time it was brought up because that lady was asking questions. And then after that, every time they have a conversation, someone's asking her about it.
I feel like the episode I watched last night, she just said, yeah, we don't sleep in the same bedroom.
Hilarious.
And I'll be like, girl, you got
it. They say she thrown it out. I don't know. I kind of got the opposite vibes. It was like, because literally on one of the confessionals, she was like, they asked me this. And literally I was like, of course, I know why they're asking me this. It feels like they're, you know, anyway.
The one that feels fake to me is Munira's daddy, I mean, her husband and her mama. I said, now this is fake. This is forced. They were like, now what problem could we have in your family? And she's like, everyone loves each other. So I think they tried to be like, oh, they're both like, he's Jamaican and she is she Indian? I think she might be. So like talking about their like foreign background how that merges, it feels so fake. That feels so fake. And her husband. Here's my reality. I would never sign up for a reality show ever, ever, ever.
Oh, no.
Mainly because Greg is terrible. He's like very unfiltered and it would be too much judgment. He is not one that knows how to filter.
Yeah.
And her husband feels very similar. It feels like, girl, while you can be polished.
Yeah.
He cannot. So I don't feel like this is the show for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's great for her. She plays into it really well.
She's beautiful.
She is. I don't think it's good for him to be on that show.
The show we're talking about is Heart and Hustle.
Houston.
Something like that.
It's a bunch of H's.
Yeah, there you go. Heart and Hustle Houston.
And then the other woman who lost her husband, that one is sad.
Oh, my God. That's so really sad.
But this whole son being so mad at her about dating a younger guy, while I can imagine a son would feel away like, bro, you got a dude that's my age, it feels forced too. The whole I'm not speaking to you forever. It just feels like, what? Is there another problem here?
Yeah. I bet you there is something else going on. Something else to that. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know if there's another episode though, because I just watched maybe two or three, maybe three episodes.
This Hustle thing? Yeah. Oh, there's a couple now.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this. This is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden, you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I think that was, that's all. That's it.
There's not a ton. One more thing before we go. Somebody asked about the Jussie Smollett documentary.
Oh, I watched that too.
Oh, really?
I did.
I haven't watched it. I probably won't. I read the document. I read the, he was trying to get his money back. I'm trying to remember what it was for, but I read that and that formed my opinion of that entire case.
So what are your thoughts on it?
Wait, no, tell me what you think after watching the documentary.
I thought that, honestly, to me, I think the verdict is still out. I'm not fully convinced Jussie is telling the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That I'm still not convinced of. But to be fair, Chicago PD don't got much grace with me either.
Yeah.
And after that, they didn't make it any better.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. Yeah. I'm not convinced either way. I'm not convinced he's 100% telling the truth. And I'm not convinced that, well, not even convinced. And I do not believe 100% of what the Chicago PD says. Also, them twins. I was already a little skeptical on that. But baby, that band said, pay attention. We got a new book coming out. The modern, what's it called? The modern lynching. The need to lynch the modern. You fool me once. That's what it was given. And I said, baby, I'm done with y'all too.
I'm done with y'all too. So the whole, yes, she said that pissed me off. It pissed me off too, because I was like, oh, y'all can go.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember his role. Maybe he was the governor. I don't remember his role. Actually, maybe he was the mayor. I don't remember. Or over the police department. I don't remember. Anyway, he was supposed to retire. Mm-hmm. And then a couple days before, got fired, laid off, whatever, before misconduct. Mm-hmm. He was drinking on the job. Mm-hmm. All y'all corrupt.
Everybody.
All y'all corrupt. I don't remember his role. Police chief? That's what it was. He was the former police chief. I was like, I don't know what this man was. He was a former police chief. Everything was giving. They didn't have any evidence tying the physical evidence tying the twins to the thing. Uh-huh. The video that they showed, half the people said the person was white. The other half said the person was black. I'm going to be honest, I couldn't tell one way or the other with my own eyes as I was looking at it. It was just too much. Who did what? Huh?
Yes.
What? It was that cold outside. They's doing this. They, the news, it was a lot.
Yes.
It was a lot. So I don't know. I'm not like some people on threads were like, I believed him the whole time. Chicago PD is trash. He's still lying.
I don't think anybody believed him the whole time.
That's what the folks on thread were saying.
That's surprising. Mm-hmm. I mean, it always felt sketch on both sides, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a bit like, oh, this mm-hmm. is interesting. But you can't take what Chicago PD, you can't take any of what any PD say for off face value. That's a bad idea. So that's surprising if people, if you were, okay, I guess so. But I don't feel like a lot of people believed him. But here's
and the boys, the twins' lawyers. At first, I thought I was really with her. And then they said one of them asked for a plea or something like that. They got real. I was like, this is feeling yucky on both sides.
Yes. And also the thing that was so, it like was so turned up, right? Like the story was outlandish, but it felt like Chicago's response to it was like as if he killed somebody.
Yeah, it was. The second trial that they had, or like when he went back to court the second time, to overkill.
Yes.
It was overkill. But it was very much like, I know you didn't. Guess what? We'll get you this time.
Yes.
And it was like completely unnecessary.
And the problem is, right, especially after you start watching all these trials and you see how police and prosecutors and people start to move, what you realize is that honestly, so much of it, when it involves a big name, is so
mm-hmm.
politically motivated.
Yeah.
It is,
yeah.
It is, prosecutors become politicians.
Yeah, that's
and
what it was.
And so when you can be the name tied to prosecuting the big name, the celebrity, that helps your profile.
Yeah.
And so when you take that into account and you see the
mm-hmm.
the just ridiculous response and like overkill response to this particular crime, it felt like
it was
why
overkill.
Why are we doing so much behind this? I
100%
agree. So bizarre.
Yes. And the judge was very much like, it's going to give it to you. Go give it to you. Like, it was very much like, and you did this, and you did this, and the lying, and the this, and therefore, and it was like, everybody got to relax.
There's people
no
being
one was
killed.
Harmed.
Yeah.
Literally, no one was harmed.
And the
everybody
person
relaxed.
Who was harmed is him.
Yes.
Like, if your whole claim is that he made this up to hurt himself, honestly, he's the loser.
Yeah.
He's the loser in this.
Yeah.
So what are we doing?
Yeah, it was a lot.
There are and in Chicago, there are people dying on
like,
the streets.
Quite literally.
Why are y'all dedicating this much energy to this?
Quite literally.
When there's other things y'all could be doing, I promise you.
Yeah.
There are other things.
And
so,
please do it, Chicago, because Trump said he coming to y'all. I think y'all are.
He said
yeah,
they
I think
next.
Chicago is next.
He said they next.
Yeah, I think, yeah, he's so pleased, Chicago. I mean, I know this is old, but can y'all get it together?
I
because
people are dying,
Kim.
I love saying that. I always forget to say it in like the perfect opportunities. And so anytime I'm reminded or somebody says, it's my absolute favorite thing. I love saying that.
I'm thinking about, this is on the same lines, I'm thinking about going back and watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta as a rewatch because it'll actually be my first time for a lot of the stuff. But for some reason, this was a scheme set up by Todd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Is like a saying people are saying again, like it's going viral. So I had to look up the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So funny.
Oh, what a good time.
Yes.
What a good freaking time. And then this is the last thing I'm going to say. This isn't from reality TV. It's from a movie, but it's something I need to remember because I want to say it. I think it is Leonardo DiCaprio said it. And I think the clip is from The Great Gatsby. I saw a little meme of it and I didn't actually look it up. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it was The Great Gatsby, but also it could be something else. I just don't remember. Definitely Leo. But the saying is, first you had my curiosity and now you have my attention.
Oh.
So good. Oh. I cannot wait to find the perfect moment to say, first you had my curiosity and now you have my attention. So good.
So that is good.
So freaking good.
I told you guys before, I'm still waiting to use I'm not going to carry you to Micaiah. Because that's good. That's coming. It is coming. Anyway, all right.
All right. Very good. Someone's texting us something. Oh, I watched that. The train wreck. I watched the train wreck of...
With Jesse Smollett, their whole issue was wasting resources mm-hmm. and how much money that wasted. Mm-hmm. See how much money they wasted on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Nobody
went to prison though, from the government for wasting money.
They never do.
They never do. That it's subjective to
it's
who
very subjective
yeah, to who they're talking about. Okay, thank you guys so much for joining us. We will next week. You guys are off.
Oh
we're
gosh,
closed.
Monday is Labor Day. I didn't know.
So, do you want to come on?
Oh, there's a trial starting next week
on that Tuesday.
Is it starting next week?
We don't have to do it here. We can try to do it after Josh and him.
Hold on, let me just look.
This is the project. Is it 51? Project 51 or Area 51. That's why it was going off because the other train wreck that I watch is Project X.
Oh,
and that's why my brain was crossing them. And I was like, it's not Project, but the number's not coming because I'm saying Project. Anyway, both of those were really good. And I watched Balloon Kid Boy. Mm-hmm. Boy, that was crazy too.
No, I don't have a trial next week.
So you want to do Tuesday in Encino?
That's fine.
At some point when I move and I get my ADU, we're going to move to Tuesdays because all the holidays always come on or we're traveling in on a Monday. And so we end up doing that switch. Tuesday is literally the best day. That Project X train wreck about the girl who had the party in wherever it was.
Like England or something.
Wherever it was. And all the people came. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched that one.
Crazy.
I did watch the Area 51.
There's another Katrina doc. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. On Netflix.
Coming on Netflix. They always do that. It's so funny that these production companies are working on the same thing and they're shopping them around and one company gets in and you know what's so funny though? Whoever comes out first, I'm like, there's a mole somewhere and y'all are trying to beat the other person because everybody knows in the industry that
you got to be the first.
You just have to put it out first.
Yeah. So also, it was the 10-year anniversary.
20-year
anniversary. Yeah. And I think that's why they were doing it. But the one, what streaming platform was
Hulu,
the one
right?
that, was it Hulu?
I thought it was Hulu.
Man, it was a really good one. It's sad, though. If your heart can't take it, I don't recommend you watch it. I'm going to be really honest. I started it and I had to turn it off. And then I came back like 3 days later because I knew what to expect. And I was like in a better space to watch it. But the first time I turned it on, watching them, what you realize is those black people were criminalized for being poor.
100%.
And once you understand that sending in the National Guard to people that need help and instead policing them as if they are criminals is the actual and literal problem. Then they're trying to go to this other town across the way and they have signs about killing them.
Yes.
Like you come over here and the National Guard is telling them y'all got to go back. It's heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. Heartbreaking. Like, seriously. And people's lives are still
affected by
that.
100%. And a last soapbox, but
Well, black and poor. You're absolutely right. I left out the black part, but correct.
There, a lot of times, is a conversation, right, when it comes to, let's call it slavery, right? Like, it's what's reminding me of is that Amanda Seales thing, black conservative thing.
Oh,
and so what is brought up is like, it's been enough time, like get over it, right? A lot of times that is what's said to black people when we talk about our history in this country, right? Get over it. But what that does is not take into consideration, right? We're not talking about the actual action of being beat, right? But what you're talking about is what happens after the what is the word I'm looking for? The
almost repercussions.
Like repercussions. What happens downstream of
for
that?
Sure.
When you imprison black men, okay, mm-hmm, you mm-hmm, take them out mm-hmm, years ago.
The impact, yes.
Impact is the word effects, I wanted. Yes. Jesus, impact. When you do that, and all the there's an impact to that.
Absolutely.
And that it you people don't consider it. And yep. So it makes me think of that because of Katrina. When Katrina happened, there are impacts of that, right? It's yes, the Katrina is over, the storm is over, but there are impacts to people's lives of that. And so it just feels like so many times when there's conversations about it, people are not talking about that part. They're not talking about the 100%. Trauma behind it. They're not talking. It's like it was 20 years ago. Get over it. I lost my house,
right,
and everything that I had 20 years ago. To expect and hope. And what if that was my mama's daddy's house?
And that's
the part.
That
affects my lineage. That affects my family.
Absolutely.
That affects my, like, everything I own is now gone.
100%.
And it just feels like so many people don't, like, take, it's just supposed to be pull yourselves out up by your bootstraps. My nigga, I don't have boots.
Literally.
I don't have shoes. I don't have money to buy shoes. I don't have anything.
And when things are passed down, when you have that generational wealth
yes.
that is passed down, you're not yes. even starting from the same ground.
No.
And
no.
the further you are from that, things are more expensive.
Absolutely.
It's just like the people that lost their homes in the fires.
Yes.
Some of those people
yes.
will never be able to afford
yes.
a house like that because of when they bought it.
Yes.
That is gone.
Yes.
That yes. is gone. And so now, again, that impact yes. generationally
yes.
will be,
and now
that has
are,
effect.
We are not on the same playing field. And I am struggling to get to your playing
100%.
Field. And so to act as if other people figure it out.
No.
It's not fair.
No.
It's not a fair conversation. And it pisses me off because that's always where people start. And it's like, okay, well, that stuff was 50 years. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, 60 years ago. And it's like, yeah, well, we were enslaved for how many?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even compare.
Yes.
Like, it's going to take us a while to get there. It's like being lapped 400 times. And it's like,
and
catch
you,
up!
And you can't.
And you literally can't.
And then you couple that in a world where we're in LA. Gas is $5.
Oh my gosh.
Minimum wage. I mean, this is actually one of the states with the highest minimum wage in the nation, but it's not enough.
Yeah.
When you consider how expensive homes are.
Yes.
When you consider how expensive bread is.
Yes.
When I think about a Snickers bar when I was a kid that was 50 cents and now it's a dollar. But that Snickers bar isn't any bigger.
Yeah.
Like, those are the things that, no, I can't catch up. I didn't have a reserve to begin with. One of the numbers that's low for me, actually, I'm going to give this example and we're done. One of the numbers that's low for me on my labs is my iron reserve.
Mm.
What I have to pull from
is
low. Yeah. And that's what your generational, we don't have anything.
We don't have no reserves, bro.
To pull from. We don't have anything to pull from.
Yeah.
And so you basically want me to take what I have in front of me and don't create debt.
Oh my gosh.
Don't need a house. Oh. I mean, not a house, a car.
Yeah.
Lauren just wanted to
Okay.
You don't have how do you get ahead?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
literally, how do you get ahead? You don't have those options. And
yeah.
so
anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And you literally, minimum wage is the working poor.
100%.
Minimum wage is the working poor. And you want to be a teacher? Mm. Good luck.
Good luck.
You probably can make more at Chick-fil-A these days.
Honestly.
Than being a teacher.
Yeah.
So.
It's hard.
It's
so hard.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
In 2025. Like, it is difficult. And y'all expect people to just get over it, boy?
No. Yeah.
Minimum wage here is
$7 for an hour of your time.
That's crazy.
And you have kids to feed, rent to pay, a car to fix.
Right. Like, don't have something go wrong.
Oh,
are footlongs even $5
anymore? Oh my gosh. People don't. It's it's people are so just not mindful. And
725 in Texas is crazy.
It's sad. It makes me sad.
Anyway. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We will be back on Tuesday. We will connect with Josh. We'll decide what we're going to do, but we'll probably be in Encino after Here's the Thing. And then your employer doesn't want to give you a full paycheck because they want the patrons to do it by way of tips.
Oh, my God.
But then they will want to cut your hours so you can't get insurance. Do you know how expensive insurance is?
Oh, let's not talk about it.
All right.
And then be mad because you want to rob them. Well, what else am I supposed to do?
Don't rob them.
It's a stick up.
Just a stick up.
Give me everything you got. I'm
just kidding. Money.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.